Hello, my name is Kaylee Rodriguez, and this podcast is to talk about my personal beliefs when it comes to teaching writing. I teach first grade, therefore these beliefs are centered more around teaching writing in the primary grade levels. My beliefs center around the idea that writing should be scaffolded through gradual release, and there should be significant incentives for students to write. It's not an easy process, it's a method of self-expression, and it's not formulaic. So therefore, to expect writers to be independent very quickly, I believe that can be counterproductive to the students who would otherwise turn into great writers. I believe that the teachers should be patient and remember that there are baby steps involved in developing this process. In terms of inspiration, there's an excellent article by Cynthia Dollins in The Reading Teacher, where she observed a classroom, and her and the teacher put together this unit on crafting creative nonfiction that was scaffolded over several weeks in a third grade classroom, and this was a great example of scaffolding that gave me inspiration. Also, as far as students gaining inspiration for writing, there are excellent children's book writers such as Kevin Hankes who use descriptive language and fun characters in order to make their stories more relevant to their audience, which would be a great lesson for my students. So therefore he would be an inspiration to me in teaching the students to write. The physical classroom environment in the primary grades, I believe, should consist of multiple resources, a very print-rich room. There should be words everywhere. Of course, not all the words should be put up all at once. Word walls are not effective unless students know how to use them and know exactly where to go to get what they're looking for. But an effective word wall classroom would eventually have a sight word wall, a noun wall, a verb wall, something called an ABC wall, which I love, which can really be the same thing as your noun wall, but it would go along the bottom of your classroom, basically just your alphabet in very large letters down low so that students can trace them, and then words on that wall such as fairy or hot dog, Elsa, Anna, Shrek, characters and different ideas to help them inspire and add to their writing. Then having the words down low, the students could go trace the letters with their fingers, and it would be a great way to differentiate and accommodate for students who would otherwise have trouble with spelling or letter formation. So word walls would be the largest aspect to me of a classroom to create confident writers, because it's such a resource if used correctly. Also, teaching students to communicate with each other is a great scaffolding strategy. Turn and talk strategies by having students have partners on the carpet to discuss what an answer may be before being asked to share individually. And this can be done with short answers, long answers, and science and math. This gets students communicating and would help open up that flood of language that they could use in their writing. I also believe that gradual release is very important. The gradual release I put in my lessons involves that I do, we do, they do together, and then you do. So four steps in introducing any brand new strategy. That I do would be the modeling part, and modeling would have to be extremely explicit and exactly aligned to what you expect the students to do. So basically they're just copying you, and then through the four steps of the gradual release process, little by little making that work their own until they gain independence, just as they would learn to drive a car. So I do believe that by implementing a gradual release method, inspiring our students through great children's book authors, and making our classrooms resource rich, we can inspire confident writers who enjoy writing.